some point.
It has started now.
Okay.
We have started episode, I think this is 10.
Episode 1.
Episode whatever this one is of Cool Hit Parents. Hi, guys. Welcome. Welcome back to Cool Hit Parents podcast.
Welcome back to season 3.
Yeah. No, it's not. This is still season 1, but it's amazing. So just so you know. But yes, we are so glad that you are back to listen to our wonderful podcast. My name is Amira. What's your name, handsome?
I'm Brandon.
Oh. And we're cool hip parents who are neither cool nor hip. But, you know, we like to pretend. And that's what we do here on this here podcast. And today...
Cool hip.
Today, I think we should talk about obsessive parenting.
All right.
Or obsessions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I brought this particular topic up. For those of you who haven't caught on yet, Brandon doesn't like to know the topic before we do these episodes. Although
I'm obsessive.
Yeah, he is. I tend to like to bring up topics that we have been talking about a little bit. And my husband gets obsessed with things. It's periodic.
Husband.
Who there? It's periodic. The only thing I said this today. The only thing he's been obsessed with for a very, very long period of time. Is me.
I almost said something else, but this is PG.
Yes, it is. You guys are allowed to listen to these episodes with your children in the car. So
it starts with a B.
But we may do Cool Hit Parents After Dark.
It rhymes with tubes.
My tubular. Wait, what's this?
Hey, if you're listening, if your kids are listening, fast forward through that last 10 seconds.
Stop it. So, it's literally the only thing you've been. For what, 13 years? No, longer, because you've known me.
Forever, longer.
You've known me for 18 years.
What's crazy is when you said it,
yes,
I immediately said no, but there's music, because I'm very literal. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And I was like, have I really been obsessed with music? No, you have not.
No. Maybe certain parts of it, and then you obsess over learning.
Over the little things.
Oh my gosh.
Then I'm over it. Once I'm,
it whatever. Is.
Let's.
It's a little sad, but not as sad as I. Okay, I'm getting to it. I'm gonna share my truth as well.
Let's make my.
I'm also pretty obsessive with things as well.
Yeah.
And I am one of those hipster people. So once everybody starts liking a thing, I'm like, ew, it's gross. I don't like it anymore. Except this here gentleman next to me. Because I've been obsessed with him for 18 years. And it hasn't stopped. I don't know how.
Why is it so lovey-dovey?
Maybe it's because we change it. Well, we have changed as people over the years. So it's like you're obsessed with a new person, even though it's the same person. And that's how marriage should work, I think. Is that how that's supposed to work?
Wow. Let's not get so preachy.
I'm asking. I don't
know. Nah, I'm pretty.
Listen, I don't know.
Oh, hold on. We didn't test. Toast.
We tested it. It's fine. They can hear us. So maybe that's why we have been able to prolong this obsession with each other. And then we birth children who are pieces of us, and then we become obsessed with them. And that's what I feel like we should talk about today. our obsession with parenting our kids and with our kids in general. Because if you're a parent and you're listening, you're obsessed with your kids too. Don't lie. Don't lie. Because if you lie about it, you're going to feel bad that you're a big fat liar. Because you're obsessed about your kids.
Big fat fatty. That is just me and two fatties.
Oh my gosh. If you know what movie that's from, you guys need to come to our Facebook page. facebook.com/coolhipparents and comment on the page what movie that's from. You can even scroll down and look for look for Obsessive Parenting, which is the title of this episode, and comment and tell us what movie that's from. Because if you know what movie that's from, you're our people. And it is a parenting based movie, which is why this makes this even funnier, because those
parents, you're a brunette.
Those parents in that movie were obsessive as well before they even had a baby. Anyway.
All right.
So I figured this will be a great topic because as an obsessive male, you get really deep into the things that you obsess over. We won't even talk about what it was.
what you're obsessing over
at the moment, because it's going to change. It's going to change. So let's not even go into that. But shout out to YouTube, by the way.
Sup, YouTube.
Who loves to help people who are obsessed with things get really obsessed with things.
No. You got to do it right. Shout out to YouTube, where if you like to be obsessed, we'll give you 472,000 videos on the thing you want to be obsessed about.
Shout out to me and my Clean With Me videos. I can watch them all day. And I do. I watch them all day. It's really bad. Anyway, so I feel like we need to talk about this issue that every single parent in the whole world deals with, i.e. the obsession they have with their child. And my child pooped today, and my child dressed themselves today, and oh my gosh, our child, he did. That's another episode, you guys, and we're going to actually give you guys a very detailed potty training episode very soon.
I wasn't here all day.
This obsession we have as parents, and then put that on top of the fact that if you have an obsessive nature, what does that turn our children into?
Are we still in the intro? Like, we still introducing this?
We're talking. We're having a discussion.
Almost 8 minutes into this.
This is a 30-minute show. I'm asking you. I want to know. See, you're not. This is.
Let's make lemonade.
This is my life, ladies and gentlemen. As someone who is already has an obsessive nature to things.
Yeah.
Having children, three beings who you now obsess over, what does that do to you? Is it setting your brain into overdrive? Are you excited that you get these new little beings to be obsessed with?
Being obsessed with so many things, I want to teach those things to them. And it's not out of, I'll just take all the things that I know and teach my kid. No, it's that, hey, I can take these three and mold them into whatever I want.
No, they're their own people.
No, but what I'm saying is when you begin to teach people things, you introduce them to a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So case in point, if you've never played poker and nobody ever introduces you to poker, you may never know that you like poker.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there were things that I wasn't introduced to that I'm like, yo, I wasn't introduced to this, so I'm going to introduce you. Case in point, Alana and the Princess Bride.
Alana's our middle child, our girl. Yes,
she's a young lady. She watches the Princess Bride, and she sat there the whole time. It's like, oh, there's sword fighting and princesses, and my father. You know what I mean? So that's it. Like, yes, watch it. And you eventually, I'm just thinking Star Wars reference into everything. You eventually sit there like the Emperor.
Yes.
Yes. Excellent. And that's it.
Skywalker. Yeah. I guess. But then you have that fine line of how overbearing am I becoming with what I'm obsessed with and wanting them to learn what I like. And then on top of it, being obsessed with the things that they are just doing in general. Like when we have the babies, we upset. I mean, I love a baby. You yeah. like for them to grow a bit so you can throw them around.
Like, start walking. Your, like, yeah, come on. Put some shoes
he
on.
He likes to throw kids around and toss them. Like, that's his thing. And he can't do that with the tiny babies. But I like a tiny baby because I can put a tiny baby in a little baby carrier. And it can be like right on my chest. And then I can just kiss on. Like, that's my obsessive nature. I am obsessed with the baby part. But then they grow, but you're still obsessed with them. So it's like, as a parent, I feel like that could really take you to a dangerous place.
See, and that's the thing. Case in point, with Smoops, small groups at church. And this past weekend, Brandon didn't go.
Yes.
And he didn't go because I said, I'm not going to remind him.
Right.
It's not my group. As much as I wanted to, because I know he enjoys it.
Yes, he does.
But you, at some point, you have to learn this lesson. And the lesson is, if it's something that you want, you have to do it. Nobody else can do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like small groups is something that he is obsessed with. You know, he has friends there. They party out on Christian rock. They get to talk about Fortnite with, you know, whatever, and talk
Fortnite.
About, you know, the Bible and stories, and you know, it's good growth for a teenager, you know,
uh-huh.
and or a young teen, early teen.
He's a teenager, technically.
And like I see that obsession, and I see my obsession in him, but you have to go after those things.
Yeah,
you know, nobody else can do it. It's just like with the thing I'm obsessed with right now.
Yeah.
Anyway. I want to tell you guys, this is so amazing. So amazing.
It's a very divided issue. So let's not even bring it up.
Well, why? I'm sure they know it now.
They do?
Kanye.
That's not a divided issue. Anyway. And okay, so this is also another reason why I wanted to, for us as a couple, to talk about the being an obsessive parent, because we are also raising obsessive people. We are raising three people who are obsessed with things. One, well, let's see. Brandon deep dives like similar to how I deep dive. And where it's kind of like, oh, everybody likes that now. Mm. Mm-hmm. But he'll deep dive into it. Like he's still into science, but he wanted to really deep dive into science, which is one of the reasons why we wanted to homeschool him. But he's an obsessive like his mama, where we gonna learn everything about it. And then once we see that other people are like learning it too. And we're like, because you're learning. And then we want to go, you're learning the wrong things. Number one, you're not an expert. I am. And then everybody gets into it. And then I'm like, let's move on to the next thing. That's me. I'm obsessive snob. I will take that title. So that firstborn of ours is very much like his mama in that aspect. And I can't. When people start like, I even put that up. I put up a Facebook status maybe a couple weeks ago. About my very favorite place to shop of all. It's my favorite. I was gonna say Target is tying with it, but no, Target, it's now one out Target, and that is Aldi.
Fashion Nova.
Aldi. I love me some Aldi. But now everybody's starting to love it. And then now I'm like, I don't wanna love you. I want you to, which is why I think this is funny that we are still so obsessed with each other. Because it's like, everybody likes you.
I keep changing.
Everybody liked you. And I was like,
but that's the thing.
No, I don't like him.
People only like what they saw on the outside. They're like, oh.
With you or with Aldi?
With me.
Oh, okay.
Same thing with Aldi.
That's true.
Once you deep dive into Aldi, you're like, oh, word, fam.
It's awesome.
Like, oh, word. But you want to be cheaper than Trader Joe's, but you want to be owned by the same company. I see you.
And you want to have all your little specialty food.
I see you.
And then now everybody's liking it. I'm like,
oh, now you got Prosciutto. Oh,
I know. Fancy. Now you have all the fancy stuff, but then everybody's liking it. And I'm like, I just, in my heart of hearts, because of the way that I am, I want to not like it anymore and never go back there ever again because everybody's going there. But that's not a very wise thing to do. And I don't want my son to follow in my footsteps in those terms.
Oh, that's done. He's
because
done.
That's not a very wise way to live your life.
But what's funny?
What?
Oh, real quick. What's funny just about Aldi? Everybody started going to Aldi. And the people who I hear moving over to Aldi, which is crazy because it's right here, started at Whole Foods. And you had to do that challenge. And we went to Whole Foods. And I was like, oh, you know what? We should just come here. Like, look at the meats.
Yeah, no.
Look at the chicken sausages.
We'll talk about that in a future episode as well. Groceries, because as parents, I feel like we need to have a heart-to-heart conversation. But speaking of that obsessive asset issue, that's what our firstborn. But I feel like Alana is more like you.
She is. And I was getting ready to say that.
Yes.
Like, with her paint.
Segway.
I watched. She was like, Dad, I kind of want to paint. Mom, I want to paint. Okay. Paint. These brushes suck.
Yes.
Like, excuse me?
Yes.
Dad, these brushes suck. I need fan brushes.
Yes.
I was like, okay, cool. Let's go. And we went to insert craft store here. Yeah. Pay me and I'll say your name. And so we go there and she's like, boom, 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 gets all this stuff. Pay for it herself. Like, this is where my obsession comes into. Pay for it herself with money she saved up. Brought it home, bang, 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 painting. She's watching people paint on the YouTubes.
Yes, on YouTube Kids.
Yes, on YouTube Kids. And she's like, you know what? My favorite YouTuber paints with et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Uh-huh. And that's what I want. So back to my obsession with the children. I say, oh, that's what you want?
Oh, boy.
Research where it is.
This is the worst.
The closest place to get it. Worst. The cheapest price where I can make sure that she can get as much as she wants for the cheapest price. Because she doesn't do that stuff. She just says, I have $400. She's just like, take my money.
A pony. I have $400 and the pony's $3.99. They save $1. That's my daughter.
So we go and do the thing. And now she's sitting there. She's like,
yes, she loves her art.
Happy tree. Mm-hmm. I need a better palette. This palette is for plebeians.
So you both evolve out of your obsession. Like, as long as I've known you with music, that's what you've done. I'm looking at your laptop currently, and I remember when you didn't have that laptop, and you were like, this laptop sucks. I need a better one. And now this, you have a monstrosity of a laptop. It's humongous.
I didn't have a laptop.
It's about as big as you, and you're 6'1".
I had a desktop. So there.
Yes, but then you were like, this is horrible. I need the biggest, most bestest laptop to make the bestest beats of all time. And I was my gosh, seriously?
Here's what's crazy.
You just had to upgrade your obsession.
My obsession at that point was passion. And if I'm obsessed on a passion, then I don't look at things logically. Because at that time, it was when we got this. We got your MacBook Pro.
Yes.
And I needed a laptop, so I got this insert name here. I should have just gotten a MacBook.
Right.
And I got the laptop that I had because it's still, to date, the biggest laptop that has ever been on the market. It was fast as a MacBook Pro.
So huge.
It, works and blah, 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 and all the things. Well, now I'm in the situation where I kind of want a desktop.
We all need a desktop.
Want it to be an iMac because this was outdated roughly 6 months after I got it.
And your obsessive snob wife said, you need to get a MacBook. And you're like, dude, I'm going to get the biggest laptop. It's huge. It's going to be amazing. And I'm like, you can get this tiny MacBook. And you're like, I'm researched. I'm ready. This is what's happening. And I was like, okay, I'm an obsessive snob. I'm obsessed with Apple products.
First of all, I don't like your caricature of me as a man.
I don't like your caricature of me as your wife. That's not even accurate. So we will both
have a purple dress on. That's all I got.
We will both be incorrect. I'm currently wearing a purple dress, you guys. Just
purple. Oh, you can't.
You can't see. They can't see.
If you tune in to the podcast,
yes.
I don't really
know on Facebook. We show these work. Live. If you guys ever want to check us out, anywho, so that's how that's working. And then we have with the third child. Maybe you all can relate to the third obsessive child we currently have. He is very. Well, you use the word passionate.
Yeah, he's but that me.
He is annoyingly obsessed with certain things. Like, and he's not going to give them up. Like, he won't upgrade the obsession. It's going to stay the way it is, but he will continue to fight for his obsession of Hot Wheels cars and dinosaurs.
See?
And specifically Darth Vader.
It's his thing.
Specifically so. Darth Vader. Nobody else.
It's like if he maybe sees Kylo. A thing and it's his, like,
oh my gosh,
it's not that it is his, it's that it's his.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whatever I see is mine.
Yeah,
whatever I survey is mine. And it reminds me of me and just issues that I've gotten in life, and that's what it is. Like, don't touch my things.
Yeah,
like, I don't know who you are. I don't know how you respect things, or I don't like how you respect things. Don't touch my stuff.
Yeah.
I will punch you in the jejunum.
He is very, my gosh, I'm trying to say the nicest way, because he's four, you guys, he's four. So I can't say mean things about the way that he is. He's a super jerk. He is a jerk about his things that he loves.
Whatever, yeah.
And he gets very angry when he can't view or ingest or play with the things that he wants to play with at the moment. And yes, he's four, so that may be a factor, but I'm pretty sure he's always going to be this way, which is a good thing once he finds a mate. I'm pretty sure that's going to be a good thing, because he's going to love whoever it is, and he's going to just be completely obsessed with them and say, "Don't you dare put your finger on my soulmate. Are you looking right now? Are you putting your eyes on something that belongs to me? I belong to them. They belong to me. Don't you even dare talk." Like, that's gonna be him. So that'll be an interesting thing to see him turn into as an adult. I just hope that with the balance that he sees in our home with the obsessions, because we're all obsessed people, mm-hmm. in this house, that he'll learn that you gotta chill out a little bit.
No. And the thing that's crazy is, not to get too psychological, psychological. It's, we live with the ego, the super ego, and the id.
We do.
In that order. Oldest to youngest. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And no, I'm sorry.
No, wait.
Ego, id, super ego.
Yeah, I was about to say, because she's definitely the id.
She's it. And that's just where they are in life. And they're obsessed over their things, and we're obsessed over them. And I'm obsessed over this podcast.
But I feel like that's every child.
Podcast.
Like, I have a funny feeling that those of you listening have agreed with a lot of things that we have mentioned, especially about ourselves and about our children. And you probably said, "Oh my word, that's my kid," as we were mentioning things. And that's the comforting part of being a parent, an obsessive parent, is that we aren't alone. We are not alone.
I totally zipped out that last 15 minutes.
I am here with you. Lies. So this is not an issue that only happens in our home. I don't even think it's an issue. I don't think it's an issue to be an obsessive parent. Because if you aren't obsessed with your kids, who's going to be? How about that?
Oh, man. I wish Brandon would want to get back in the track so I can get obsessed with sports.
He will. I bet you. Like,
girl! I can't say it. They're sleeping.
I'm pretty sure. You just said it real loud. I'm pretty sure.
No, not as loud as I wanted to.
If we found.
I dialed back.
A program that works.
That works.
They're I don't know. That's a whole nother. That's another. I feel like that's another podcast, you guys. Sports. We have a lot to talk about over the next
3 days,
few episodes of Cool Hit Parents, because we got to close out the season strong. So we got to talk about potty training and sports and a lot of very interesting topics.
That butterfly knives.
Butterfly. Okay. Oh my gosh. That's my butterfly knife.
I used to be really good with a butterfly knife and a bow staff.
Then there's the tangent. I think it's time to close out the show. Every time we have a tangent, it's the perfect time.
I had great nunchuck skills.
60% of the time.
No, I was really good.
Okay, nunchucks. Napoleon Dynamite.
No,
not down.
Like, I did karate for like 7 years.
You karate man? Karate man bleed on the inside.
Okay.
All right.
Cut it out. Cut it down.
Okay, guys. So hopefully you were able to commiserate with us when it comes to obsessive parenting. I think the consensus is that it's okay to be an obsessive parent, as long as you don't harm anyone and you teach your kids how to obsess responsibly.
As long as you teach your kids how to be a baller on a dime.
A baller shot caller? A baller and a dime.
What is
going on here?
Baller on a budget. Budget on a baller on a budget.
The worlds are colliding.
Baller on a.
Anywho, it's late. Brandon obviously needs to go to bed.
Dead ballers.
All right.
Snowball.
Okay.
Shout out to Blue Mikes.
Oh my gosh.
No, it's a company, Blue.
Okay.
Blue doesn't have to pay me.
Can I close out the show?
Yeah, finally.
All right. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of The Cool Hip Parents.
Thanks, guys.
You tell we're neither cool nor hip yet?
I'm Brandon.
I hope you can figure this out. But we will check back in with you guys in the next episode. If you have not subscribed to our podcast, Get It Together, SA. This is gold right now. Or, you know, we would love for you to subscribe. It would be great. Also, if you wouldn't mind rating our show, if you're if you're listening on iTunes, on Google Play or Spotify, we would love for you to rate, give us a 5-star rating. That would be amazing. So that way other parents can find us when they're searching for hilarious couples who obsess over their children and fill their episodes of movie quotes that nobody will get, that most people will get.
Hello. don't laugh.
Finish.
I can't do it now. My name is Inigo Montoya.
Keep going.
You killed my father.
Yeah.
Prepare to die.
Perfect. All right, guys. We love you. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.
Oh, my father, thank you. What?